What's up, B?
It's the same old, man.
No, no, B.
Oh, it's not the same old.
No, no, another beautiful Tuesday morning.
B, I expect a song like that out of Luda or Drake or Lil Wayne or Snoop or the Yin Yang Twins, but...
But, we love it, though. We absolutely love it.
Oh, yeah.
You got our support.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting thing. It was never meant to be a song. And for those folks who know me, who have seen me perform, they know that I use humor throughout my show. And the funny part is that I guess I should have gone on and had a disclaimer. I said it was an adult mixtape. It was adult. And I think I've misconstrued that people would know what adult meant. And I was wrong for that. But now we have a discussion. It's just like you said, Luda can do it. Dirty can do it. Wayne can do it. Anybody else can
do it. Why can't you do it?
Yeah, why can't Brian do it?
Why can't Brian do it?
He did it. Nobody said he couldn't do it. I just didn't like it.
And you know what? And I can respect that. Just like watching an adult movie, you choose whether to watch it or whether not to watch it.
Right.
And I think that's the choice that you make, whether you want to or not. And if you're gonna not like that kind of music, then categorically deny every song that's like that, and I can respect that.
Now, did it come about as a result of you just being bored at the house? Is that true?
Well, you know what? I ruptured my Achilles. I've been stuck in the house for a while, but I've done songs like this before. Uh-huh. I just didn't let the public know that I had done it. And
that's what it seemed like.
And it was funny because I was in the club earlier in Mississippi after a show, and I heard all kinds of crazy songs I've never heard before, and watching the women sing those songs, even songs that were degrading to them, and they were okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess there are parts of me inside of me that are a little fed up with the way things are. And instead of complaining about it, now I have McKnight360.com where I'm going to look for the next Luther, and I'm going to look for the next Michael Jackson, and the next, to have a place where these young artists can come so that they can record the kind of music that they want to instead of doing, you know, having to sell their soul just to make it. And I think in this world of social media, I think Kim Kardashian has shown us that if you're willing to do anything, you can make it. And I'm not sure if that's exactly right.
Well, you have no regrets?
I don't have a regret. I think now I can start a conversation.
And I think that's what the important thing is, Brian. You have started the conversation.
And that's your end goal, is to start a conversation or is it to sell music?
Well, I mean, as a businessman, I have to sell music. So that's what I do. But at the end of the day, I also have to talk about where music is today. And I'm sad to say that my art form is dying. And it's because of this kind of thing that is sensational to be something else when, you know, I've had a chance to think
about
it.
This is the only way to sell good music.
Nah, well, is it? Is it? That's the question. I don't know if it is. But I know that there's a lot of people out there who would love to do something real that can't be.
I hope that it is not the only way to sell good music, but I think, you know what, hearing you discuss this, I absolutely agree. I think there are now generations of women who have allowed themselves to be degraded in the music and sing it like it's, you know, just a part of their natural dialogue. And so I agree with you that, you know, we are as much a part of encouraging this kind of music as anyone.
And I guess if there was a point to be made, then that was the point to be made. And now what are we going to do about that?
Right.
If we're going to be mad about the music that's out there,
then maybe we should do it.
When's the video coming out?
Yeah, when's the video?
You know, Funny or Die is coming to shoot the video here today.
Oh, that's funny.
At my house. Because they understood.
Is this one person?
No, the whole website is shooting a full-on video. But you know what? That said to me that these guys knew that, one, I have a sense of humor. And they got it. You know, and I'm not popular enough to be on Saturday Night Live to do a parody, so I did my own.
Do you have any more?
No, I don't have any more.
What songs did you not record? Are there other songs?
Yeah, was there another P-word song that was on
you? You know what's interesting? As songwriters, as creative people, just like if you were doing a movie, you know, you have all kinds of crazy thoughts, and sometimes you record or sometimes you don't. Maybe next time I come down to the show, I'll play you some of the other things I've recorded that I'm not ever going to let anybody hear again.
Yeah.
You know, tapes will be rolling, so be careful.
But the other thing I want to say is I am human, and I am a man, and everybody knows that I love women. Everybody knows that. And, you know, it's just strange to me that there have been people who have been very hypocritical about it. And I even had a bunch of people in my house last night to have sort of a town meeting about
had a town meeting about this song.
Yeah, I did. My brother, cause, you know, my brother did Take Six. He's a Christian group. Right. He's been getting a lot of flack from what I've done. And I tried to tell them, I don't sing in a Christian group. Never have. And I'm not my brother. But we all have things. So funny.
Your brother's
now
getting a lot of flack for that song.
Oh, man.
Tell him to rewrite it.
Is it true that you got canceled? One of your events was canceled because of this?
Yeah, it did. And that was kind of a bad thing. But now it's even after a week later, even those people were like, you know what? Maybe we jumped the gun a little bit and maybe we had a knee-jerk reaction. But, you know, here we are. And let's talk about the state of the music. Let's talk about where it's at. Let's talk about society in general and why this is okay. For some people, it's okay and not okay for others.
All right, Brian.
And what about the Porn Awards? You going to be making an appearance with your little song?
No, I am never going to sing this song live. I'm never going to sing it live.
Well,
except
I'll sing
maybe
it
in my bedroom. Except maybe in the bedroom.
Yeah, give it to Jay. He'll sing it.
Yeah, I'll sing the hell out of it.